Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Yeah, it's 6:30. Come on, we gotta go. Let's go.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? You're singing tonight.
Singing?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Wait, what am I gonna wear?
Jesse, remember? Lisa's bringing your costume.
Right, I gotta wash my hair.
No, there's no time.
No time! There's never any time! I don't have time to study! I'll never get into Stanford! I'll let everyone down! I'm so confused!
Jesse, hey, just calm down. It's okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I just need one of these.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach! I have to sing!
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can! I'm so excited!
Hey freaks, it's Friday, October 26, 2007. Coming up on the program today, castrating yourself for the sake of humanity, plus, now this is interesting, stabbing sharp objects into your baby's lungs will not turn her into a boy. I didn't know that. This podcast is edutainmentable. And finally, what do blood clots and smothering your baby to death have in common? You'll just have to stick around to find out. All of this plus your voicemails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen. Fuck this pussy, come on.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Jesus. Tim Hansen with you. This is the Distorted View Show. I have to apologize. Scott Fletcher, our announcer, is out sick with laryngitis. So thank you very much, Cheryl Murkowski. She really picked up the pieces and took those pieces and jammed them in her pussy and then pulled them out real quick.
Prolab.
Cunny.
Yes, you're cunny. At the top of the program, I've got some audio here for you. Guess who's back with a new mashup? That's right, our good friend Corey, and he's actually doing some good for a change. You know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And who better to spread the message than Corey? And, of course, Duke Nukem.
Staying alive.
Well, that's the goal, Duke. Yes, Duke Nukem is taking a break from harassing nerds on vent servers, and he's going to help promote breast cancer awareness.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Duke's in a singing mood, which is perfect. He can sing along to this mashup. Here we go. Enjoy.
Breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death among women, second only to lung cancer. Early detection, before it spreads, is essential to survival.
There is a big, kind of golf ball-sized lump.
She's lump, she's lump, she's in my
breast.
She's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she might be dead.
I see dead people.
There was a large lump at the left side of the left breast.
Life's a bitch, and then you die.
And the whole talk now is about breast cancer. You're gonna die when God tells you to die.
She's love, she's love, she's in my
breast.
You're beautiful when you're dying.
She's love, she's love, she's love, she might be dead.
Hearing the doctor say you have breast cancer, I mean, that's like a punch in the gut.
So in order for me to really inspect the tissue, I'm going to have you lower your gown to your waist. Go all the way around the breast tissue, feeling for any lumps, lesions, fibrotic tissue, tenderness.
I have never been as excited as I am right now.
All the way around until we get to the nipple.
Holy cow.
Good. Everything appears to be healthy and normal.
A Florida man is in jail after going door-to-door offering free breast exams. 76-year-old William Winnicott carried a doctor's bag and said the exam would be a good idea to prevent breast cancer. Police now want to know if other women were tricked.
She's loved, she's loved, she's in my
breast.
Die, bitch.
She's loved, she's loved, she's loved, she might be dead.
At first, I didn't want to buy another pair of shoes. I thought, I'm going to die.
Is this love
breast.
Un-American cancer. You are. You're cancer to this country.
Breast.
I thought it was really interesting, but I have this big freaking lump.
Breast.
but I have to have another mastectomy.
Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Bless. Cut that bitch out!
Yes, another great job by Corey. Ladies, check out your tits. Hey, next week we're going to be doing another Corey mashup, a Halloween theme mashup. And on the topic of Halloween, it's time for...
No more fear, Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so blue. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
Yes, it's time for a Halloween-themed Black Friday. This is a segment where I play old 1970s blaxploitation radio advertisements. And I thought, since Halloween is right around the corner, why not play a couple from the horror genre? And I think this has to be a horror movie. I haven't listened to the trailer, but the title of the movie is The Spook Who Sat by the Door. And I mean, that's like a ghost just waiting for you to enter, right? Isn't that what that means? Let's take a listen.
The Spook Who Sat by the Door.
Yeah.
The controversial best-selling novel.
I didn't realize ghosts had to sit down. I thought they just float around.
Now becomes a shocking screen reality. The story of the first black agent in the CIA.
Well, that doesn't seem too scary.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
For 5 years, he was their token Negro.
That's what I need, a couple tokens. You know, to avoid the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons of the world. Not that I say anything that's really offensive towards the African-American community. It's just everyone's so hypersensitive.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm making waffles.
What kind?
Oh, it's Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter.
Grandma Jigaboo?
Okay.
Isn't that racist?
We don't have to...
Racist?
We can, no. Just turn that off. Whew. I honestly think there are no African-Americans that listen to this program on Friday. There is just a little too much hate floating in the air. Oh, wait, that's not hate. That's the spook floating around. Ooh. All right, obviously the spook that sat next to the door is not a horror movie. However, Blackula is. But we've all heard of Blackula. Have you heard of its sequel, though? Scream, Blackula, Scream!
Blackula is back. All new. All powerful. Blackula, the Black Prince of Shadows, rises from his grave to stalk the earth again in the all-new motion picture chiller, Scream, Blackula, Scream. Blackula returns.
You know what he sounds like right there? He sounds eerily like this guy, who was also black. Alright, you get the idea. Scream, Blackula, scream!
Blackula returns, quenching his thirst for blood in a death trap for his enemies.
In the first Blackula, I believe, he was kind of almost a hero, wasn't he? Because he was going after some sort of voodoo mob. It's always the mob in blaxploitation films, or voodoo practitioners.
Blackula, more horrifying than Dracula, screaming for revenge against a voodoo cult of evil. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the sensuous godmother of coffee.
Sensuous godmother of coffee. Any coffee reference is gold.
The sensuous godmother of coffee. You were terrified at Blackula. Now the Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
Blackula is coming his face off so hard. There you go, that's your Black Friday for October 26, 2007.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey.
Alright, real quick, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, a listener sent me a video. I know we have played at least some of this before, but again, it's been a long time, and the audio is kind of funny, so come on, stick with me on this one. I'm going to go ahead and play the whole thing, because I know there's some bits that we haven't heard before. This is a guy having sex with a woman, and he's a very angry person. I don't think he likes this woman.
Yeah, I got your goodies. Come here. Come here.
Okay.
Get over here. When I give you a command, you better move faster.
So So that's how it's gonna be, huh?
You fucking slut. I'm gonna shit in your mouth if you don't listen to me. You need to be trained, you worthless piece of dog.
I love it when guys say that women need to be trained.
You worthless piece of dog doo-doo.
I love how he calls it doo-doo. He has no problem calling the woman a fucking slut and a piece of shit, but he refers to dog crap as doo-doo.
You worthless piece of dog doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
My grandma gets better head than you. Suck me better or I'll pour Drano down your cunt.
There's a threat. First of all, he says that his grandma gives better head, which indicates that he's had sex with his grandmother. Ew. Second of all, he tells the woman to suck better. That's not helpful. How is she expected to suck better if she doesn't know what she's doing wrong? Is she producing too much saliva, not enough saliva? Is she not going down deep enough? Is she not sucking hard enough? You're part of the problem, sir. All right.
Now I'm gonna...
Oh, and by the way, Drano down the cunt? I don't know about you, but if I was a woman, that would not inspire me to want to, you know, suck better.
Now I'm gonna fuck you good.
Finally, he's showing a little bit of romance.
Now I'm gonna fuck you good. I'm gonna stick my shiny pole in your flabby body. Come on, pig shit.
He's a charmer.
Get into it. Now you understand?
Come on, pig shit. Get into it. Hey, pig shit, what's wrong? It doesn't seem like you're enjoying yourself. All right, I think we have about 30 seconds left of this.
That bottle would fit right up here. I could smash it inside and then make you eat your bloody shit.
Oh, that sounds good.
You'd like that. You are a filthy pig.
You're the guy who's going to pour Drano down her cunt and a broken glass up her ass. She's the filthy one, though.
All you deserve is your own stinking shit. So get down and suck it off my prick.
Ass to mouth. It's like saying I love you.
I'm tired of your ugly face. Oh. So now I'm gonna jerk off in it. Oh. Feels so good.
Oh, now it feels good, huh? Now you like it.
Eat my gum.
Not a very nice man. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FXF news right now.
Suck my pussy.
No. Our announcer is out of control. I never had these problems with Scott Fletcher. Scott Fletcher never once told me to fuck his pussy or talked about his prolapse.
It's Jaloo there.
Yikes. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Hey, it's payday. Why not blow $5, a fiver, on the sideshow? You get full access to the DVR archives. That's over 670 shows, plus extended shows like the one we're doing today, and exclusive shows, which I'm going out of town for the weekend, and I wanted to post an exclusive show for you sideshow members before I do so. It'll probably be posted today in the afternoon. So Friday afternoon, be on the lookout for another exclusive sideshow program. You also get video casts and all sorts of fun stuff. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Oh, and I have to apologize for not doing a show yesterday. I was so tired. I was working on the Distorted View blog, which is kind of a new feature. It was up before, and then it crashed with the Distorted View site, and I took the opportunity to actually make the blog a little bit better, and I've got actual writers now that are going to be helping out. You may know Kittens from the message board, and also Kelly Belly. They're going to be posting on the Distorted View blog as well. Last couple of days, there have been a lot of posts on there. If you haven't been checking it out, it's distortedview.com/blog, and there are links to some great pictures, videos, some stuff that I have written, some news stories. It's a good time. My goal, actually, is to have a couple more writers, so every time you go to the blog, there's going to be something new posted. That's what I would love to see. So, you know, if you want to, you know, write for the blog and you're not a complete fucktard, you kind of know how blogs work, email me. Especially if you're a frequent poster in the message board or in the chat room or something, email me and I'll set you up so you can post. All right, first story we have for you today. Question. What's funnier than a woman dying? Answer, a woman dying while breastfeeding. Your tits are exposed, you whore. Now, what's funnier than a woman dying while breastfeeding? Answer, killing off your kid in the process. Your tits are exposed, and your baby can't breathe. and you're a woman. Three times the funny. Ding. It's just nature working its magic. Right. Take it from The Lion King and Elton John.
Careless Fairy.
That song was played so much on the radio in the early 90s. I will never forget it. And surprisingly, it's not linked to any vehicular homicide in my past. Usually that's the only way I can remember songs. Yes, police say a tragic and freak accident, although tragic and freak were put in quotation marks. Even the news reporters know this is hilarious. Yes, a tragic and freak accident claimed the life of a mother and her 10-month-old son at their New Zealand home yesterday. Police said it appeared the woman, Irene Skurr, 36, was feeding her infant son, Cameron, when she died as a result of deep tissue thrombosis, otherwise known as a blood clot. Sergeant Danny Harker of the Lincoln Police said it appeared the baby had been smothered by his mother's body. Yes! Oh, Katrina, you and your waves know how to cheer up any situation. How sad is that, though? The mother dies and then smothers the baby. I wonder what the baby was thinking as it started to take its last breath.
Mommy, you killed me.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. It's a very musical episode of Distorted View today. The sergeant said there are no suspicious circumstances, and this is a tragic and freak accident that has Distorted View written all over it. That's traumatized the family. Bunch of fucking drama queens in that family. Yeah, a couple of your family members died, but have you seen what's going on in Darfur? Oh. It's all better. Happy. What the hell is going on today? Second story we have for you today, doctors in China. Yes, doctors in China have saved the life of a woman who had 26 pins and needles inserted into her body when she was a child in an apparent attempt to change her sex to a boy. I thought the Chinese were supposed to be smart. The lungs have nothing to do with if it's going to be a boy or girl. You should be sticking the pins in the baby's tits and vagina. Duh. Pins and needles. The objects were discovered when the 29-year-old woman, named in local papers as Lau Quifin.
Oh, queef all over your cock. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Quifin. Yes, she went to the hospital for a checkup after she started experiencing blood in her urine. That's never a good sign. Take it from me, I know. Lady, you've got gonorrhea. Has absolutely nothing to do with the pins and needles. Yes, they penetrated her vital organs, such as the lungs, kidney, and liver, while a needle in her brain had broken into three pieces. Others in her chest were lodged near major arteries. The woman believes they were inserted into her as a child by her grandparents, who were disappointed she was not a boy. What sort of voodoo bullshit do the Chinese believe? Acupuncture cannot change sexes. When I was in college, we had to read a book called As Nature Made Him, and it's a story, it's a true story of this guy in the 1950s or 60s. He was born a boy, and they fucked up his circumcision, like they burnt off his cock. So instead of having to go through life with a messed up penis, the family and the doctor both agreed to give him a sex change operation and raise the boy as a girl. And keep in mind, you know, circumcision happens, you know, right after birth. And so, but growing up, he always knew he was a boy, even though they raised him and everyone told him it was a girl. And they made him take all these hormones, you know, to grow breasts and everything. And they wouldn't tell him, you know, what it was for. Anyways, at the age of like 15 or 16, he was like, I'm a guy, I know it, I'm going to have a sex change operation. So then he tried to revert back to being a man, and then he got married to a woman but committed suicide. The end. Oh, actually, according to Wikipedia, it's much worse than that. So, keep in mind, this poor guy's life. You know, right out of the cunt, he had his cock fried off. Then he was raised as a girl. Keep in mind, he had to go through a bunch of surgeries to, you know, get the pussy all set up. Then he went through four reconstructive surgeries to become a man. Then he got married. Things were looking up for a while. Then he lost his job, was separated from his wife, failed at a financial investment, and mourned the death of his twin brother Brian, who died in an accidental drug overdose. That's when he committed suicide. Kind of makes your life not look so shitty. Huh, Chinese human pincushion. You had a couple pins in your brain. At least someone didn't burn off your pussy lips. Alright, the grandparents are now dead, but if true, it would be another example of the effects of the heavy preference for boys over girls in many parts of Asia. Since the one-child policy came into force around the time of Miss Lau's birth, many girl children have been aborted, abandoned, or killed after birth.
Why did you kill me?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of use out of that today. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Springfield, Illinois. It's a short one. A convicted sex offender tried to castrate himself with a knife after apparently having an urge to offend again. See, I think this is a great story. This guy is a hero, and how often can you say that about a rapist? Not often enough. The child fucker said to himself, "Child fucker, I'm gonna fuck a child again." But how many children can a child fucker fuck if a child fucker couldn't fuck children? Ding! Light bulb went over his head, and that's when he decided to castrate himself. Now, if he was smart, he would have known there's a product on the market that could help him. It's called the Henderson Equine Castrating Instrument. You just attach it to any variable speed drill, and then you do the scrotal twist.
Come on!
Pull the testicle away from the scrotum and attach the Henderson instrument. Ensure that the drill's directional switch is set in a forward position. Gradually increase the speed of the drill. After about 20 or 25 revolutions, the cord will fracture 3 to 4 inches above the instrument.
Unfortunately, he wasn't smart. After the 59-year-old Springfield man severed one of his testicles and flushed it down the toilet, he called a friend for help. Paramedics arrived and treated him for injuries, and he was rushed to the hospital. The newspaper said the man told police he was afraid he was going to harm children. Police say his sex offense occurred in 1984. He was required to register as a sex offender after that, but was not required to register now. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's blow through a couple of these here.
Hey, Tim. Whoa.
It's whoa.
Jay from Pittsburgh here.
Yeah.
And,
I got my core.
I just have a weird term for you. It's not a bizarre tech term, but
all right.
I'm a blind user of a computer and I use a speech synthesizer called DeckTalk here. A little demonstration.
Hello, this is DeckTalk speech synthesizer.
And you know, nowadays the speech synths are getting pretty human-like, so they should develop one called Deck Card, and it should be a retard voice recording for, you know, visually impaired or blind voice to use in talking computers. Another thing, I'm having a hard time getting on the message board because I can't see the security code, but I shall rectify that. And also, make fun of blind people, man. I've just started listening. I'm a new Sideshow member. I want to see. I'm looking at the archives. I haven't heard of any.
Blind people are signing up for the Sideshow. Come on, freaks. There's no excuse if you're fully able. And, you know, I would make fun of blind people. It's kind of funny. Deaf people are funnier. Get back to me when you're blind and deaf. That's funny. All right, let's see where I'm at here. I think I fucked up some of the voicemails.
Dun, dun, dun.
Might have some of the voicemails I've already played in here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jim, your little snippet about the shit dick made me think of a bizarre sex term.
All right.
And it's the fudge pencil. The fudge pencil is when you get the shit stuck in your...
the fudge pencil. Draw.
And you can, you know, draw with it.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Mixed media. I'm totally going to become an artist. I work with shit dick. And because, you know, different types of shit produce different colors, different shades of brown. I'm a shit dick artist. I could fetch millions for my paintings. Not a bad idea. Okay, next up.
Hey, Tim, you said you didn't like the Faygo product. I thought you were a Faygo.
Jigoo!
Hey, Tim.
Is that how my listeners now punctuate their jokes? Hey, what's white and black and red all over? A nun on her period. Jigoo!
Hey, Tim, it's John. So, we're all invested in you succeeding, because, you know, if you make money at this, you'll do it longer. So,
that's right.
Why don't you think about giving away 1 month membership to people who are not Sideshow members? give him a taste, man. Give him a little taste of what Tim has to offer.
Hey, that's what the fucking free side is for, my friends.
Fago, everybody sing. Send your mama straight up to the stove. Tell that bitch to bring home a Fago.
Wow. A lot of people calling in about Fago products today.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here. The real Santiago, I should say, because on Wednesday's show yesterday, you played a message from someone who claimed to be me. Or, I don't know, anyone can be named
Santiago. Wasn't the real Santiago.
I know that, but I doubt he's a DB fan, too. And if he is, he should join the stupid union at jigu.net. But, he was even trying to sound like Latin, like me, with the accent and the broken English.
Very sexy.
But, yeah.
I think you should take that as a compliment. We've got, you know, the real Cheryl Murkowski and then the Cheryl Murkowski imposter. And now we've got a Santiago sound-alike.
Vagina power. Pussy. Lips.
Thank you, Cheryl, our announcer for today. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. You mentioned a while back that you had a problem with lots and lots of spam email, and so I was thinking, like, what a little thing you could do that would completely get rid of all of it, right? What you do is in your email client set up two filters, one that lets all of emails from, you know, k7.net through, and then another filter that lets, let's say the subject line has to start with the letters DB, right?
No, I know what he's trying to say. Everyone that emails me has to start out with DV in the subject line. I guess that would kind of work, but I just installed this thing called SpamNet. I'm sure you guys have probably heard of it before. It does a really good job. All right, what else we got here?
Hey, Tim, this is DV. Wanted to let you know my test was finally dropped. did you check out Rotten.com yet? There was some pretty sweet shit on there.
EB checking in. Electro Baby wants me to check out Rotten.com, huh?
Hey, Timmy, it's the Asparagus Freak. I was listening to the show yesterday when you were talking about the maggots and the cigarettes and you were doing the Winston
bit. Maggots and the cigarettes and the moon and the stars and the this and the that. Everything that God likes.
As to be expected. But it was really funny when you said guarantee applies to hard packs, soft packs, and cartons, but not menthol.
No.
Winston doesn't manufacture menthol cigarettes.
Ah, you got me. How little I know about cigarette products.
Hey, Tim. Vagina power.
Vagina power.
Make my dick out.
No, correct him, Cheryl.
Click it, whore.
Click it, white.
All right. All right, finally today.
Hey, Tim. This is Frank from L.A.
Ooh.
I was listening to the Michael Carino show.
Yeah, yeah.
If you keep listening to that particular episode, he also explained to his daughter when it is proper to use the word nigger.
And, Jesus Christ!
Well, he goes into one of his crazy explanations and...
All right.
Yeah, so there's some interesting stuff you can find out of his
freak.
Podcast.
All right. Love Michael. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. How many children can a child fucker fuck if a child fucker couldn't fuck children? Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here tomorrow. Oh, no shit. Fuck me. I fucked it up. I fucked up the word rear. We will be back on Monday to start a whole new week of shows. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line? I don't give a shit what the line is. I fucked up the word rear.